From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Monday, just before noon, Humboldt Bay fire crews went to a call for an extrication at the corner of 5th and Broadway Street, same location of a similar extrication about 5 days before. Humboldt Bay fire crews were able to get the driver out within minutes of being on the scene and transfer care to city ambulance. The patient was transported to the hospital with minor injuries. Although the fuel tanks remained intact, the tractor trailer began to leak various automotive fluids on the roadway and nearby drains. Crews had to deploy absorbent to contain the leak and contacted Environmental Health and Caltrans to mitigate the possible exposure to the waterway. Also, yesterday afternoon, Humboldt Bay fire crews went to the call for an extrication after two vehicles collided, sending one into the corner of a nearby business. One driver transported to the hospital by city ambulance with a minor injury. The other driver and passenger denied the need for transport. Humboldt County recorded its first COVID-19-related death on Monday, and four new cases were confirmed, bringing to 81 the total number of county residents known to have contracted the virus. In a letter to the community issued yesterday, the Humboldt County Health Officer, Dr. Teresa Frankovich, said, "I am saddened to report our community's first loss of life due to COVID-19. The individual was an elderly resident of the Alder Bay facility. Our hearts go out to the resident's family, friends, caregivers, and all who are mourning the loss." Of the four new cases, one is an Alder Bay resident and two work at the facility. All three were close contacts of a known case. The fourth case unrelated to Alder Bay and is under investigation now. After experiencing the first death and seeing 24 new cases in the past week, Dr. Frankovich urging community members to follow social distancing and other measures to limit transmission of COVID-19. Curry County Public Health Department notified by the Del Norte County Public Health Department that a Curry County resident who was symptomatic tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday. Now, the individual is a healthcare worker in Del Norte County and is currently self-isolating at home. The contact tracing and investigation is being performed by both Curry County Public Health as well as Del Norte County Public Health. It's currently the only active COVID-19 case in Curry County. The county has had four prior confirmed cases, which all have recovered after self-isolating. None of those confirmed cases resulted in any hospitalization in Curry County. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.